7 o'clock, I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill District 161 Board to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Mr. Martin, here.
Mrs. Sterino?
Here.
Is Mr. Leonard on the phone?
No.
No.
Is he out today?
I have not heard. So.
Okay, so he's out without notice, yeah. As far as you know. Mr. Faber is here. Mrs. Borgens?
Here.
And Mr. Marin?
Here.
Jumping right in, information and proposals, Freedom of Information Act, Dr. Raines?
FOIA requests were made by a district parent, a district resident, a staff member, and two from local lab, and all were completed in the appropriate time frame.
Thank you. Letters and communications are in the back of your board book. That will take us to the consent agenda. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the consent agenda for the meeting as presented, including 4A 1A regular session meeting minutes of February 9th, 2020, 4A 1B closed session meeting minutes of February 19th, 2020, 4A 2 approval of February Treasurer's Report and Financial Report, 4A 3 approval of the bills list dated March 18th, 2020, 4A 4 approval of resignation of staff, including Leonard Cooper, effective March 4th, 2020, Joseph Palacki, effective at the end of the 2019-2020 school year, Alicia Kubazetsky, effective March 13th, 2020. We have no family medical leave at this time. 4A6, approval of employment staff, including Vivian Botros, district-wide English language learner teacher for the 2020-2021 school year, Cara Marcus, half-time speech language pathologist at Arbury Hill School for the 2020-2021 school year. Brian Babulek, district-wide coordinator of instruction for support for STEM and tech for the 2020-2021 school year. Margot Powell, occupational therapist at Dr. Julian Rogas School for the 2020-2021 school year. And Alicia Kupczynski, district-wide lunchroom supervisor.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to old business. As we've attempted to limit the agenda to the extent possible, we only have one item. This is on page 78 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the amended Summit Hill District 161 calendar for the 2020-2021 school year as presented?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard? Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to new business. We have the administrative employment renewal on page 82 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve an extension of employment contracts for the following administrators? Francie Boss, Colin Bradley, Tracy Bulfer, Maura Carroll, Leslie DeBoer, Laura Goble, Jason Isdonez, Dr. Barb Raines, John Snipes, Doug Wiley, Jennifer Winefka, and Dana Wright.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions or comments?
Can we please vote on Dr. Raines separately?
Sure. So the motion is amended to remove Dr. Raines. Is there a second for the amended motion?
Second.
I'm sorry?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded, so we're voting on the amended motion, which removes Dr. Raines. Anyone else? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
And the motion carries. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the extension of employment contract for Dr. Barb Rains?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mrs. Farino?
Aye.
Ms. Murphy?
No.
Mr. Martin?
Present.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to the employment of certified staff, can I have a motion that the Board of Education offer the following individuals a second year probationary contract for the school year 2020-2021 and employ Brian Bubalek, Jennifer Betsomi, Nicole Ferrari, Catherine Hull, Amy
Letzau,
Karen Leonard, Angela Logwood, Kristen McDonald, Christine Palesi, Molly Phelan, Carolyn Scanlon, Robert Tersbo, Taylor Tronson, Michael Williamson. Michelle Williamson, and Karina Wise.
So moved. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Present.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to C3, non-renewal of certified staff, page 87 of your board books. Oh, I'm sorry. We have more of these. That's my bad. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education offer the following employees a third-year probationary contract for the school year 2020-2021 and employ Holly Dominic, Christy Duty, Heather Governow, Mary Jo Grzminski, Julie Kane, Alina King, Christina Labralola, Yorlin O'Leary, Brittany Pajic, Mary Petrozino, Leslie Ramick, Amanda Rudowski, and Carolyn Steiger.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to the next motion, can I have a motion that the Board of Education offer the following individuals a fourth-year probationary contract for the school year 2020-2021 and employ Catherine Conley, Karen Dornboss, Sarah O'Malley, Haley Perkowski, Kelly Rodriguez-Cowan, Amanda Taltry, and Aaron Uselich.
And Rebecca Smith.
I'm sorry?
Skipped Rebecca Smith.
Rebecca Smith.
And Rebecca Smith, the easiest name on the list. Of course, I skipped.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. And finally, can I have a motion that the Board of Education offer 10-year contracts for the following individuals for the school year 2020-2021 and employ Lindsay
Analikas,
Amanda Catton, Eric Cotter, Kenneth Cronin, Mary DeFrank, Cynthia Gutierrez, Jennifer Hodes, Maureen Paul, Amanda Pearson, and Catherine Tracy.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Storino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. This takes us now to the non-renewal of certified staff under C3. Can I have a motion that the board adopt the resolution authorizing notice of non-renewal for probationary teachers as attached to the minutes of this meeting and direct the superintendent to provide notification of this action to the teachers listed in Exhibit A?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made.
Seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, Mr. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Present.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgans?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Reclassification of certified staff, C4. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education adopt the resolution authorizing notice of non-renewal of administrator contained in Exhibit A at the conclusion of the 2019-2020 school year and to reclassify certified staff member A as a teacher for the 2020-2021 school year?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Ms. Faber?
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Aye. Mrs. Sterino?
Aye.
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgans?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to student tablet sign out. Ms. Murphy, you requested that this be placed on the agenda. Did you have a motion for us to consider?
I was first if we could have an update on the student tablet. At the last meeting, I had asked if the students can take their tablets home. You said no. And then we got an email Saturday night that said students were still not going to take tablets home. But then I heard some concerns from people in the community, and I read a couple emails. And it sounded like there's some need for some students to have tablets, whether they're the regular ones that they use in the classroom or the ones we have over Mary Drew that need to be recycled. Something so that the students can get the work done. Case the parents, they have four kids, they may need an extra tablet or two at home. Are we supporting these students?
We are.
Okay. And what is the plan?
Well, we're working on the plan right now. The plan is to make tablets available to students. We're working with the charters, which was our original issue, not having enough charters. And we're moving forward with a plan. We'll be communicating it probably either Thursday or Friday.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So there's no motion then?
No. As long as they get the tablet if they need it.
Well, just for clarity, we don't know that that's definitely going to happen.
Not at this point, but we have everything in place should we need to deploy the tablets.
When will that decision be made?
Probably before Friday, I would think. We still have some things to look into, Mr. Martin, to ensure that we have everything in order and we have a good system in place, because we have to watch the social distancing as well if the tablets are being picked up.
So students may not get a tablet?
No, I never said that.
Well, they may not get a tablet.
It all depends on the need, because some parents have been emailing me saying, I'd rather not have one.
That's fine.
But the ones who say they do need it, mm-hmm. We're going to try and make that available. Yes.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But again, I don't want people to walk away believing it's guaranteed.
Correct.
If the governor were to issue an order tomorrow that we're going to shelter in place, then we're not doing this at all.
Correct.
I just want to be clear,
we're not guaranteeing
anyone a tablet at this point in time.
Something like that would supersede our policy.
Right. But if that doesn't happen.
Right. Okay.
Would supersede our what?
Policy.
We don't have a policy.
Well, you're right. Any motion that we would do to allow people to take it home, something like a shelter in place would go above that, and we would not be able to do something like that.
Do you need or feel the need to have authorization to send the tablets home?
I do.
That wouldn't fall under the motion that
we did last time.
Item number 3 from last Friday.
I honestly don't remember. Hold on, I have it.
I mean, it was saying you just gave the superintendent the right to make decisions based...
Based on the emergency.
Based on the emergency.
Would.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
It's not specific to that.
I don't need it specific to the tablets, then.
Yeah.
We do have everything in place, should we need to move forward with it. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I just looked at the motion I had on my phone. You're right.
Oh, thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
The superintendent and staff reports, we're actually not doing anything today, and we have no closed session. Does anyone have public comments? No public comments. Future meeting dates, April 15th, 2020, here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center. That will be at 7 p.m. May 20th, 2020, here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center. And June 17th, 2020, here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center. Please be aware that we are attempting to follow ISBE guidance as much as possible. And board members may or may not be in physical attendance for the meeting, as the state has authorized some variances to the Open Meeting Act where we may join via telephone, but we'll do everything within our power to make sure that the meeting is open to the public so that they can listen in. If there's nothing else, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.